From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Friday, August 30th at 8:55. We have Danny Poff on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning, Kimberly. Thank you for having me. Trade has pulled back a little bit here from impressive gains overnight. Last check, December corn up a penny at 3.97. November soybeans up 4.25 at 9.66¾. And December wheat, as the September rolls off here, down 2 cents at 5.46¾. We were up 14 cents or so just 10, 15 minutes ago. So beans have pulled back 10 cents really quickly. And I think we're seeing farmer hedge pressure, you know, in the flesh here. The U.S. farmers really undersold for their marketing plans as a generalization. And so this rally has been a good chance for guys to really catch up. We've had one of the most active mornings as far as soybean marketings go in quite some time. Looking at outside markets, Dow Jones up 56 points at 41,391. October WTI oil under pressure, down $1.72 at 74.19. We did get some more routine business this morning for Chinese exports, Chinese imports of U.S. soybeans, and we have some soybean meal exports to Colombia as well. We really want to keep seeing these soybean meal exports as our soybean crush capacity has really ramped up in the last year or two. It's really being driven by soybean oil with the renewable diesel boom out west. So the situation is we might have excess soybean meal that needs a home. So if we can ship it out of the country and exports, that is exactly what we need to see more of. Farmer hedge pressure really on the old crop has starting to abate a little bit. If a guy had old crop corn or beans on a basis contract or in a bin, a lot of that has been priced this last week or two as focus is shifting to new crop. And frankly, the farmer throws in the towel on those last bin bottom type of bushels. So that hedge pressure, I think, is abating a little bit and allowing for bounces like we saw overnight. Lots of folks hitting some orders at $10 November futures, although we did trade a little higher than that, but $10, a psychological double digit type of number on new crop soybeans. So hedge pressure abating, and we have month end, quarter end, heading into Labor Day weekend. We're starting to see funds, I think, reverse some of these short positions too. So that's helping as well. The other factor here is there's been some massive yield numbers printed for the USDA, the Pro Farmer Crop Tour, especially on beans. And we've had a pretty dry August here, not the best finishing weather. So I'm not saying it's not a very, very good crop, but I think some of those high prints may have been printed. And so yield ideas are turning lower, perhaps, and not higher. Just being trimmed, not a major slash, anything like that. So some of this, you know, sky's unlimited type of yields might be easing a little bit here. At the highs here today, we're up 52 cents off the lows made in mid-August. So again, a lot of farmer marketing here on soybeans in particular. We need to keep an eye on dry conditions in Brazil. If a late planting situation were to develop, that would basically open up our export window, maybe even just 2 or 3 weeks, and delay the arrival of Brazil harvest, which comes on late January, February into March. So a late planting headline would be absolutely wonderful for the US farmer, for more export business to get out of the United States to spur demand. That's not there today, but it's not an early planting, like obscenely early like they have had in years past. So we need to monitor that. That could be a developing story. The U.S. drought monitor all of a sudden has gotten a lot more colorful. Droughts kind of crept into parts of Iowa, just not severe drought, but starting to develop parts of Iowa, parts of Illinois, parts of Indiana, and really tough situation on the Eastern Belt where there's a lot of processors and turkey farms, hog operations that local source of corn and feed is going to be really limited with a really tough crop. South Carolina, Virginia, places like that. So that may help basis this year and some of those rail bids, these elevators that ship out to the Southeast. We need to monitor that as well. So moving forward, I think harvest will be here before we know it. This U.S. crop, especially Illinois corn crop, is turning really quickly. So harvest will be here soon. So I hope everyone can be safe and do your homework. Get ready. It's going to be a tough year, but we can get through it. And I hope everyone has a great Labor Day weekend.